Welcome to iFormRx, where we explore the evidence that matters to ambulatory care pharmacy practice. My name is Stuart Haynes, Editor-in-Chief of iFormRx, and today we're going to be talking about aspirin for the prevention of cardiovascular events. In recent months, we've had a number of randomized controlled trials, which have led many to question the benefits of aspirin therapy for the primary prevention of cardiovascular events in moderate and low-risk populations. Low-dose aspirin has, for more than three decades now, been one of the recommended strategies for reducing cardiovascular risk. But some have questioned whether a one-size-fits-all approach confers the same benefits to everyone, and whether weight should be factored when dosing aspirin. Well, indeed, that's what a recently published analysis in The Lancet attempted to examine. And joining me today to talk about this study is Dr. Marina Mays, a PGY2 ambulatory care pharmacy practice resident with the University of Colorado Skaggs School of Pharmacy. Dr. Mays and her co-author, Dr. Sarah Anderson, also from the University of Colorado, wrote a commentary for iFormRx entitled, "Does a one-size-fit-all aspirin dosing approach still hold weight?" Well, Marina, it's great to have you on the iFormRx podcast today. Welcome.
Good morning, Stuart. Thanks so much for having me today.
So, Marina, before we get started, I want you to imagine you're seeing LB, a 69-year-old African-American female, in the primary care clinic today for a routine blood pressure follow-up visit. The patient states that she feels great and she's trying to eat right. Indeed, she reports that she's lost about 15 pounds in the past year. As you review her chart, you learn that LB has a history of high blood pressure, dyslipidemia, and she's obese. She currently takes enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, ramipril, 5 milligrams daily, chlorthalidone, 25 milligrams daily, amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily, and rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams daily. Her current weight is 214 pounds, and her BMI is 36.7. Her blood pressure today is 134 over 76, and she had a Chem7 as well as a fasting lipid panel and a CRP drawn this morning. The results look pretty good. Her blood glucose was 104, serum creatinine 1.2, LDL of 61, HDL of 42, and triglycerides of 107. And finally, her C-reactive protein was 2.4. So, before we get into the specifics of the Lancet study, which you critically examined in your commentary, can you talk to us a little bit about some of the things going through your mind in a case like this? What additional information might you want to collect and assess during this encounter? And are there any additional treatment options you'd be considering at this point?
Yeah, so the first thing that I notice is the number of cardiovascular risk factors that this patient has, including high blood pressure, dyslipidemia, and obesity. Overall, her risk factors appear to be pretty well controlled, and she's on appropriate evidence-based therapy to reduce her risk of cardiovascular events, including a high-intensity statin. It's also great that she's recently lost 15 pounds, but I would like to know what her calculated 10-year ASCVD risk score is in order to better quantify her overall risk of having a cardiovascular event in the future. And then I would also like to know if the patient's a current smoker, a little more about her family history, and if there's any relevant ASCVD risk from that standpoint. And lastly, since she is on aspirin, I'd like to know if she has any history of bleeding or any other risk factors that may put her at a higher risk for bleeding.
So let's talk about the study you analyzed in your iFormRx commentary, the study which is entitled Effects of Aspirin on Risk of Vascular Events and Cancer According to Body Weight and Dose, Analysis of Individual Patient Data from Randomized Controlled Trials, was published in The Lancet in August 2018. And we provide a link to that paper on the iFormRx website. But for those in our audience who haven't read the paper, can you give us a brief summary of the study design and its major findings?
The study is quite dense and includes a lot of subgroup analyses that we won't have time to talk about today, so I'll just summarize the main study findings, but I highly suggest reading the full article if you haven't done so already. This study sought to evaluate the impact of weight on the effects of high and low doses of aspirin for primary prevention of cardiovascular events and cancer. The study analyzed pooled data from previously published trials that evaluated the use of aspirin versus control for primary prevention. Participants were categorized initially into two groups, those weighing less than 70 kilograms and those weighing more than 70 kilograms, and hazard ratios for the outcomes were determined for aspirin versus control in the pooled analysis. Among the low-dose aspirin trials, defined as 75 to 100 milligrams of aspirin, there was a 23% risk reduction of all cardiovascular events in patients weighing less than 70 kilograms, and this was statistically significant. However, there was no significant difference in cardiovascular events for aspirin versus control in patients who weighed more than 70 kilograms. And the group of patients who had the greatest benefit were those weighing between 50 kilograms and 69 kilograms. Patients less than 50 kilograms did not derive a benefit, and patients more than 70 kilograms actually had an increased risk in fatal cardiovascular events. In contrast, the primary prevention trials comparing higher doses of aspirin, greater than 300 milligrams per day, versus control found a reduction in cardiovascular events in patients weighing more than 70 kilograms, 17% risk reduction with the 325 milligram dose, and 48% risk reduction with the 500 milligram dose in patients weighing more than 90 kilograms with that higher dose. However, the risk of major bleeding remained even in patients of higher weight. Results for the colorectal cancer risk reduction parallel the findings from the cardiovascular analysis. Therefore, the authors concluded that low doses of aspirin, 75 to 100 milligrams, were only effective in preventing cardiovascular events and colorectal cancer in patients who weigh less than 70 kilograms, and over or underdosing may be associated with harm.
So, Marina, tell us a little bit about what you believe are some of the key strengths and potential limitations of this analysis. Are there major sources of bias, potentially confounders, or other threats to the internal validity of the study?
Some of the key strengths include the large number of patients that were included, which was over 117,000 among all of the included trials. Overall, there was low heterogeneity among the included studies, and there was a consistency in trends seen for cardiovascular outcomes and cancer risk. There are, however, some important factors to consider when interpreting the results of this study. While the hazard ratios are significant for low-dose aspirin in patients weighing less than 70 kilograms, I think it's also important to look at the number of events that actually occurred and the risk difference between aspirin and control groups. The authors report the number of events, but do not report the denominator or the number of patients at risk. After digging into the supplementary material to try and find the denominator, I estimated an absolute risk difference of about 0.4% for all cardiovascular events, which correlates with a number needed to treat of about 250 patients to prevent one cardiovascular event. It's also important to note that the included studies are somewhat old. The oldest was completed in 1984, and the most recent was completed in 2008. And as we know, our approach to managing hypertension and lipids, other important cardiovascular risk factors, have changed over this time. And lastly, the trials using higher aspirin doses for primary prevention included a 100% male population, which limits the generalizability of the results.
So, Marina, currently most clinical practice guidelines in North America recommend using low-dose aspirin, defined as less than 100 milligrams per day of aspirin, for the primary and as well as the secondary prevention of cardiovascular events. The results of the ASCEND and the ARRIVE studies, which were published earlier this year, question the value of low-dose aspirin in moderate and low-risk populations. So I'm wondering if the results of those studies were impacted by weight in some way. Perhaps if the researchers in those studies had used a weight-based approach to aspirin dosing, the results would have been more favorable. What do you think? And do you think these findings from the study in The Lancet are sufficiently compelling to change guidelines? And most importantly, back to our patient case, should LB be taking a higher dose of aspirin, perhaps 162 milligrams daily or 325 milligrams every other day?
Stuart, that's a really great question. And I think with all of these new primary prevention aspirin studies coming out, the waters are a little bit muddied. I think that the results of the ARRIVE trial could have definitely been impacted by patient weight and using the one-size-fits-all dosing approach. In that trial, the weight range for the aspirin group ranged from 35 kilograms to 160 kilograms with a median weight of 82 kilograms, which is above the threshold in which the current study found no benefit of low-dose aspirin. Interestingly, the ASCEND trial did an exploratory subgroup analysis based on patient weight and could not confirm the findings found in the present study. As of now, I do not think that the current study findings are compelling enough to change current practice guidelines. I do agree that a one-size-fits-all dosing approach for primary prevention and maybe even secondary prevention is probably suboptimal due to the impact of patient weight. I think that this study is hypothesis generating, and ideally we would have a randomized controlled trial prospectively evaluating the impact of weight on aspirin dosing. And for our patient LB, even though she is more than 90 kilograms, I would not recommend a higher aspirin dose for primary prevention at this point. The higher dose aspirin primary prevention trials only included males, limiting the generalizability to females. And additionally, newer evidence suggests the lack of benefit of aspirin for primary prevention in older adults. And this patient is 69 years old, so above that threshold of 65. My conversation with this patient would actually be around the risks and benefits of continuing low dose aspirin versus stopping it altogether. My personal preference would be to stop the aspirin and focus on the patient's other modifiable cardiovascular risk factors, such as pushing her blood pressure to a lower goal of less than 130 over 80. However, I would ultimately leave it up to the patient and treating provider after discussing the potential benefit of cardiovascular risk reduction and colorectal cancer risk reduction and the potential harms of bleeding and potential increase in fatality when using the wrong dose.
Marina, I really want to thank you for joining me today to discuss weight-based dosing of aspirin to reduce the risk of cardiovascular events and cancer. And it's clear from your comments that we still have a lot to learn about whether weight is an important factor that should be considered when dosing aspirin therapy, whether that's for primary prevention, as was done in this study, or perhaps for secondary prevention as well. Well, tell us what you think. Should we be personalizing aspirin doses based on weight and perhaps other factors such as age, sex, and concurrent medication use? Only iFormRx members can leave comments and use the interactive features on the site. You can become a member of iFormRx. It's free, so sign up today. Until next time, this is Stuart Haynes, editor-in-chief of iFormRx, signing off.